Dear beloved creator of all that is, we acknowledge there is great power in each of us, more power than many or most of us have summoned or can even imagine. The propellant for that power we exhibit can be many things, caused by anger, spurred by fear or pain, or passion driven. Identifying the trigger of our actions and the power behind them is an important and honest step to utilizing our power to the best of our ability and making our goal of action manifest. None of this reaches its fullest without our recognition of the truest force and power within us, that God part of us, that conscious part of us, that when tapped allows for seeming miracles to transpire. All of this we acknowledge, dear beloved, for without you and your creation, without your grace and the divine spark that continues us at birth, we are powerless. It is with great gratitude and humility that we acknowledge all of this, and so it is.
My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. The title of this is A Script and Cast Requirements Currently Planned for Oregon, a template for all the states, commonwealths, and territories. Four members of our Jural Assembly are also four witnesses of our grand jury, should the need arise. Three of those four are a civilian court of record, and one of the four is the clerk of that civilian court. Four of the four are in the de jure Article 3, one Supreme Court, claiming original jurisdiction in our Amendment 7, de jure, jurisdiction and venue of the United States of America's ' lawful Constitution circa 1859 and Oregon's Constitution circa 1859. Every state, commonwealth, and territory has a flip date. And when you have the flip date, you can figure out how to do the paperwork to return to a de jure constitutional republican form of government without any de facto. All the de facto has to leave. Coining a new phrase. The new phrase is this year in Philadelphia, 2023. In 8 months, we should be able to get sufficient number of jural assemblies to go to Philadelphia and form a constitutional confederation and federal states assembly of the United States of America. But anyway, on the way to Philadelphia, the men and women on Oregon presented to the sheriff, the DA, and the presiding judge, all three of them, on all 36 of our counties. They have an oath to a treasonous, illegal, color of law, de facto law form. This deceit began November 8th, 1910. Every state, commonwealth, and territory has a flip date. That's Oregon's. With Article 7 amended and original, both in parentheses, being added to our Constitution without the proper bona fides, it appeared, and it has been appearing for 112 years, and everybody's been playing pretend, and they all know and we are being deceived. No more. This was an unlawful action and formed a de facto state or incorporation, and they all have taken, and will not take again an unlawful oath to a de facto illegitimate constitution that started the fraud upon the people that has continued for 112 years. As found by our grand jury, and I have citation, and Charlie has that. We ought to stick it up here on the screen, and anybody that wants a screenshot could get it. Yeah, a citation of the grand jury's findings on Article 7 amended. That'd be good. And also by our Article 3, Amendment 7, Civilian Court of Record. A citation of that'd be good too. All of it's on our website, www.orsja.org. Oh, lost my place. Yep. That court passed a verdict of guilty and passed that on to each county DA, the JAG, and the Attorney General. This is Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution. I'm going to read it. I love this. Nikki told me that Delaware is the only state that does not have this in some form. This is what I'm talking about. That's pretty good. You can freeze the screen or something and read that. We put that on all of our presentation cards. We declare that all men, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, that all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and have instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have the right at all times to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. Now that, by full faith and credit of the Constitution, is available to all of the other states, commonwealths, and territories. So, that's who the Oregon Statewide General Assembly is. And they are directing the communiques from our General Assembly as the provisional government. Governments are not incorporated. This same de jure provisional government, arraigned, tried by jury, and verdict passed on the entire legislature except for Mike Nierman, who opened the door to the building. We were locked out, 89 legislatures, with their guilty verdicts of breaking their oath, having no honor, and they all acquiesced, and they cannot hold a position of trust. That was an interesting and fun day. The 6th or 23rd of January. mace spraying and people crying and people getting hit with sticks, and we were signing up new members to the General Assembly. Tanya and I and Ray had a table set up in the middle of that melee. In any case, I digress. I also want to enter this. And this one could be a little bit different. This is law in Article 3 is the common law of Amendment 7. That's true. So, again, the script and the cast. Four members of a Jural Assembly are four witnesses for the grand jury. Three of the four are a civil court of record. One of the four is a clerk of that court. All four are in the de jure Article 3, one Supreme Court with the capital C, small s, claiming original jurisdiction in our Amendment 7 de jure jurisdiction and venue of the United States of America's, apostrophe S, lawful constitution circa 1859 and Oregon's constitution circa 1859. A law in Article 3 says law and equity. A law in Article 3 is the common law of Amendment 7. There was no other law form that they were dealing with when they wrote these documents. Common law was the law. And when they wrote it, judges were not even in the same room with an Amendment 7 jury whose verdict has no appeal in law. Judges handle issues of $20 or less. Counsel is not a bar attorney. De facto is unlawful and illegitimate. De jure is lawful and correct. When a man or a woman makes an error, it is corrected when found in law. It's just an error. Fix it. A lot of people don't understand repair anymore. They throw away and buy new, made in China. I digress. De jure is lawful and correct. Already read that. Here it is. It is not that way in the U.S. Code or the UCC. In Admiralty, he who can be deceived, let him. That is de facto. When you are no longer deceived, you are de jure. Legal is lawful, with God removed. De facto cannot exist in the presence of de jure. Your Article 3, one Supreme Court, small s, big C, with original jurisdiction is located on the county where the action occurred, where a grand jury made the conclusion upon a preponderance of evidence with a true bill to a civilian court of record that has implemented Ex parte Milligan and nullified martial law / labor code / FEMA, a court with the ability to find remedy between a man and the state. Article 3, Amendment 7, not Mukini 303. When you look up Mukini 303, type it into DuckDuck or whatever you use, and look a little bit, it'll come up. And in Mukini, they wrote a law hiding the Article 3 courts, because it says in the law, any court whose name starts with United States cannot be an Article III court. And then they named all the courts United States Federal District Court of Portland or Eugene or, I don't know, Springfield. So that one, not the Mookini one that they hid. We must do it ourselves. No one can do it for you, and you cannot do it alone. So define law on the several states or commonwealth or territories of the United States of America. There are no states in the United States of Washington, District of Columbia. Fraud vitiates all contracts, either completely or partially. So it cannot be based on fraud. You got to get back to basic law form, original jurisdiction. Okay. So it cannot be based on fraud. The Treaty of Paris has blatant treason and fraud on the front page. Therefore, the Northwest Ordinance cannot be law. It is based on fraud, completely or partially. That must be decided in our court. The last lawful amendment was 13, known as TONA. It was replaced by 13, the current, which has no evidence that it was ever ratified. And there's no evidence of 14 either. But I digress. Anything after 13 TONA of 1819 is bogus. There are no amendments after 1861. They are color of law. The statutes at large of 1858 were written and published after the war between the states, the conflagration. Wars are identified. They have a definition. Okay, where was I? Not incorporated. De facto incorporated governance is a fraud. All owes to the current state constitutions operating in the de facto. Every one of them are false, except Oregon, where we corrected it in law and returned Oregon to a de jure provincial government. And they've acquiesced to that a bunch of times. Until they are knowingly corrected by a proper oath written to a lawful constitution, lawful and God included, to be seen and heard by the people as living witnesses, not signed and sealed in the back room in front of your buddy. If not, you have coal nidre in advance. If you don't know about that, it's a little loophole that can relieve you of any oath you've ever taken legally. It's amazing. If not, you have coal nidre in advance. If you take a bogus oath to a bogus constitution, you have no oath. Do whatever the hell you want. Play pretend. Much of the judicial oaths of the United States Federal District Courts of the state of Oregon or whatever other state, they have no constitution in those courts. Check out their flag. Martial law, Labor Code, FEMA. Nullified by Ex parte Milligan Civilian Court of Record. This is all available to any state or territory or commonwealth in 21 days. Do the paperwork. Five people. 30 days if you want the de facto to buy in. First, you need a claim. That is a fact. And in the public domain, common knowledge. We started with a petition for redress of grievance against Kate Brown, the CEO of the Incorporated State of Oregon, the oligarchy in Salem. She violated our Second Amendment. And that needed to be corrected. We later added Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, our two Oregon senators, and one rep, Suzanne Bonamici. And they acquiesced several times. 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, and 30 days. They passed through all of them. They didn't care. Therefore, what we said was true because they acquiesced. To living testimony in the form of an affidavit of truth, signed, sealed, stamped, delivered, witnessed, proof of service. Now, let's see. Ah, there's more on the back. You need to form a civilian court of record, and the requirements to do that are available in WeShare. Then tell the powers that should not be all about Ex parte Milligan being implemented in the nullification of martial law, Lieber Code, and FEMA. Forming a grand jury, a trial jury pool. Article 3, Amendment 7, and so forth. Sent by all the same persons with the same bona fides. Okay. William, this one is an analogy of the situation in less than half a page. We must do it ourselves. If I do not show up and do my job, there is a hole, as no one can do it for me. We cannot do it alone. Are you getting the message, sheriffs, deputies, cops, councils? There's no quit. This is life and death now. They are killing us and incarcerating us. And the ones doing it to us are us. The vax rate includes one of my grandsons in the Oregon National Guard. He was vaxed over his objection. All the data seems to indicate the vax kills everyone in 3 to 5 years. That is a lot of dead family and friends. The water is topping the dam. The spillway for the reservoir is over the top. There is no floodgate or emergency spillway for relief. The reservoir is huge. A giant shoreline, coves, bays, inlets, creeks, rivers. Not real deep. At this level, a small increase can put things over the top. A ripple will move water into the spillway. When it goes over the top, will it be with a sufficient number of men and women to overcome the Fourth Reich on America? With their entrance that was provided to those Nazis via paperclip, there's now great-grandchildren of the Nazis they brought over. The Nazis of paperclip are courtesy of the United States Inc. post-World War II. Oh my goodness, that's the CIA. There really is an active conspiracy. The industrial, military, judicial, legislative, executive, banker, bar, royalist, Nazi, communist, Muslim, Catholic, Khazarian, United Nations, and the Georgia Guidestones are missing. Their plan, chiseled in stone in 8 languages, is gone. They destroyed it. Harder to destroy that than it is to just wipe the internet clean of what you don't want. Type it in. The AI will do it for you. Take out everything referring to 1984. Orwell and all that trash. A solution is to obtain remedy through Article 3, Amendment 7. It is guaranteed in written form. It is. Just read it. The last meeting of the Confederation and Perpetual Union was attended by one man. I read the paperwork. There has never been a quorum since. However, every time Congress assembled for the several states, the members present from the several states of the United States and the United States of America, they all met. That was until South Carolina left the Confederation and Perpetual Union. Then they had a broken color of law government after that, all the way until March 1861, when Sine Die and Lincoln gave us martial law, color of law. Since then, until now, on all the other states and territories that I know of, except Oregon, because I don't think anybody's done the work. They may have. Sure like to meet up with them. We need a quorum in Philadelphia this year. So, the closure date by abandonment, neglect, ignorance, intent was after Oregon statehood 1859 and before the departure of South Carolina 1860. That's the last lawful government. Therefore and thereafter, the people in a jural assembly from 33 states will return us to a constitutional republican form of government. We think it takes an Article 1, Section 1, Ex parte Milligan, Civilian Court, Grand Jury, Article 3, Amendment 7, verdict to get remedy. And we're at www.orsja. I think it's interesting. Could be close to being true or not. This is a diversion from running to a, pardon me, this is a diversion from returning to a constitutional republican form of government this year, 2023, in Philadelphia. This was lawfully done on Oregon last year, 2022. We did it one step at a time for the last 4 years. First Amendment Assembly, Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution, circa 1859, aka Oregon Statewide General Assembly, Grand Jury, Civilian Court of Record, Article 3, Amendment 7 of the United States of America's Constitution. The Oregon Statewide General Assembly. General Delivery. Beaverton, Oregon, 97005 in brackets. Okay. We are not affiliated with Anna Von Wright's, David Strait, T. Rowe, or other or current assemblies. We are doing Oregon. You folks must do the other 32 states and or commonwealths and 17 territories yourself. No one can do it for you, and you cannot do it alone.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. Just shoot you want to shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I fought. I swear to God. Just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead. And then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.